5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You remember your first summer job? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Raven left early sick. Producer John, we were talking about this off the air this past weekend. I hosted an event, and now it was at this really fancy country club. And this country club costs a lot of money to belong to. I could never imagine belonging there. But I got to host the event, and it brought back so many memories pulling in because it was my first job. Now, I didn't actually get to work in the real building where like they hold the galas and all that.
Yeah, no, that's just for the important people.
Correct. I wasn't even allowed. I've never been in there. Walking into there at my age was the first time I walked into that country club in there. I used to work in the pool snack bar. That was my very first job. I was 15 years old, and it was like one of the first jobs I ever had for a summer job. You know, and I remember I used to grill the chicken. That was my job. And I ate so much grilled chicken that summer.
You were in charge of grilling a piece of meat that could very easily make somebody sick. And you were how old at this point?
15.
Oh, that's good.
15.
That's good. That's good. So how many people survived that summer?
I think everyone did.
Oh, that's good.
I was very good. I mean, I come from a family of chefs. I can burn a piece of grilled chicken every day. But I remember thinking about it. It was like having your first summer job, like the summer job, not like a regular year-round job, the summer job, because it's ultimately just to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought working in a pool snack bar, I would get to go in the pool, never step foot in that pool. Never once did I get to go in that pool.
You think they're going to let the dirty teenage miscreants that they pay to like do all of the jobs that they don't want to do, you think they're going to let them in the pool with the fancy people?
You are correct. They did not.
That's right.
That was my first summer job, and it was the first job and only job in my entire life that they asked me not to come back. It was me and like four of our friends. We all worked there. And, you know, they judge you by who you run with, right? And I was always kind of like a
rule
follower.
By who you run with. Okay. You know. All right.
But they used to flip the golf carts in the middle of the night. They drove one of the golf carts into the pond, whatever they call the hazard on the golf course. It was a mess. What was your first summer job, John?
It was kind of similar to yours. I worked on the maintenance crew, but it was at a local park. And they would have a day, like a camp at this park for the little kids and stuff like that. But I was not a counselor or anything like that. No, my job was to clean up that park. And oh boy, was that park an absolute mess. I did a terrible job. It was very bad. It never occurred to me that those trash cans, you know, the big tin trash can, it never occurred to me that those trash cans needed bags. Like bags put in them.
Oh my gosh. They didn't, nobody told you that?
No, they literally just let me loose, 18 years old, gave me a truck, which I crashed, by the way. That's a true story.
Good.
And, I just wouldn't bag up the trash cans and the amount of maggots that I found at the bottom of these trash cans. Anna Zapp.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
I mean, okay.
It was really terrible. They paid me so well, though. I made so much more than the counselors, and all the counselors hated me.
I'm trying to think how much I got paid working in that pool bar. It wasn't a lot. That's for sure.
I got $9. I got $9 an hour, which in 2004 or 2005 was like, that was money.
Yeah, I don't remember. 1-800-330-9999. Your first summer job, because I know a lot of kids are applying right now. What was it? It's the season for first summer jobs. A lot of kids are applying now for their first jobs. And it made me laugh this past weekend. I had to host a gala that was at a country club. And it was the first time I had set foot inside the country club main building. But it was my first summer job when I was 15 years old. And I worked in the snack bar by the pool. Crazy, right? Like it was such a full round moment right there.
Just a teenage dirtbag.
Right. They asked me never to come back after that summer. It's my first summer job, my last one there. 1-800-330-9999. Your first summer job. What was it? Hey, Chris.
My first summer job was working as a carpenter's apprentice when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
And I was, this was 1984, and I was making $12 an hour.
Oh, you were rich. You were rich.
I thought that I was making big bucks, making like $9 an hour in 2005. But yeah, no, 12 in 1984. Yeah, man.
I was already skilled at 14. And the guy started me at $10 an hour when I was 13, just working weekends. Ended up, I know when I was 15 in 1985, I was making $15 an hour, and I was rich.
Did they just make you go into places that were really small, that they needed you because you were still little?
I mean, he was 15.
How did you know I was little?
Well, I don't know. It was like, I don't know, like...
I was like 5'2" and like 75 pounds.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah. I'm like, labor laws right there. They're like, we're gonna have to compensate him, but he's gonna have to go in the tight spots.
We disregarded every labor law in those days.
I'm sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, now I own my own construction company, and I've been doing it the same thing for 40 years.
All right. See, it all worked out. Do you still have to go into the tight spots, or do you hire people to do that now?
I hire people to do that, but I'm always the little guy. I'm still 5'5" and 140 pounds. I'm the boss, but I'm still sometimes the only guy who can get into that tight little area,
That's so funny.
And do that skilled work.
I'm glad it worked out, Chris. Thanks for the call, Nicole. What was your first summer job?
I was working in Caldors. Do you remember Caldors?
Oh, yeah. Sure do. If you're not familiar with Caldors, it's like it was like the original Walmart, right? The OG.
Yeah. You could get the cheap stuff there.
Yeah, I was working in the concession stand.
I don't even remember it having a concession stand.
I had to make the popcorn and the pretzels and the churros.
Okay. I remember the Caldors popcorn now that you say it out loud, because I was so young at the time. When you look back, were you happy that you worked in retail first? Did it teach you anything valuable?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, good. I'm glad we've covered that. Right. Did you ever work retail, John?
Oh, yeah, many years, like 5 years, something like that, all through college and my first couple years after college.
Any good stores?
I worked at Blockbuster.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how old I am. I worked at a Blockbuster. I was the assistant manager.
Wow, you really worked your way up. You must have been 16 years old, because they made anybody an assistant manager back in the day.
Picked myself up from my bootstraps.
I used to work at this chain retail store called Britches. Do you ever remember Britches?
Britches.
It was like a men's store, and they sold a lot of button-down flannel shirts.
It sounds British. It sounds like you like have to speak in like a fake British accent to work there.
No, it was a very American company. And like now I look back, I'm like, why would I get a job at a predominantly male clothing store? Like, it was so dumb. I could have been getting like free clothes at Forever 21, but instead I just dressed like I was in Nirvana. Like,
Britches.
Yeah.
Walking around in old britches, aren't you, governor?
1-800-330-9999. Your first summer job. What was it? Your first summer job. Remember that? Remember how excited you were for your first summer job?
You got money. Mm-hmm. It's nice outside. You don't have to go to school.
I always wanted to be a lifeguard, except I can't really swim.
Right.
And that always was holding me back, you know? What was your first summer job? You can call 1-800-330-9999. I got to host an event this past weekend that was at the place where I had my first summer job. It was a country club. I wasn't allowed in the country club. I worked in the pool snack bar, but it was so cool to actually be able to see the inside where they held the galas now.
You graduated from the snack bar. You're not quite allowed at the gala space yet, but you don't have to stay behind the snack bar anymore.
I still have to be brought by a guest. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
We asked around the office.
I was a janitor at my high school, scraping gum off the bottom of desks, cleaning toilets, replacing tampons in the ladies' room dispenser, but it was fun.
It was fun.
It is fun. You know, that's a lot like what I did my first summer job, was I worked at a day camp as a janitor, and it was gross, but it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was at TJ Maxx. I worked at TJ Maxx all through high school and all through the summers. It was a fun job. I never really made any money because I spent all my money there.
Absolutely. Like, I keep thinking about it. It's like, I would calculate how much money I made in that day, and then I would go find my pair of shoes. Like, that's what I would do that with that money.
Oh, yeah. You don't save any summer job money. That's crazy.
No. 1-800-330-9999. Your first summer job. Tom.
I worked in a carnival. I traveled with the carnival at the age of 14.
Stop it.
Wow.
Your parents let you go travel with the carnival people?
I had a 19-year-old sister that ran away with them a year earlier, and I wasn't getting along with my mom, so she took me away for the summer.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
So she was like, why don't you go run away with your sister?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
Of all the places to send a runaway child, you're just like, yeah, go with the one that ran away last year.
Right. Did you learn a lot from it? Did you go back home and were you nicer to your mom? Like, what was the outcome of running away with the carnival?
I went back home after the summer and got along better with my mom.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's it.
Right. Brian, what was your summer job?
Me and a couple of the kids in town, while the schools were closed, we would work for the town stripping and repolishing the floors in all the schools. And we were unsupervised, so half the day we'd be in the library, like, watching Maury and taking naps. It's the best job I ever had.
Any job that you can take a nap and it's okay is a pretty good job.
Yeah, I used to have a summer job where I would just read a book all day. I was a janitor at a day camp, and it was fantastic. I mean, it was dirty, but it was great.
Like, what are you reading? 50 Shades of Grey? What books did you read?
It was mostly stuff for school. I was in college, I think.
Angelina, what was your first summer job?
I was a soft serve kid down the Jersey Shore on the boardwalk.
Oh, fun. Was it always chaos there? Or did you see crazy things go down on the boardwalk?
Oh, yeah. It was particularly the later it got and the more families left. It was just shenanigans all around. But yes, total chaos. Would never do it again.
Did you ever eat the ice cream right out of the machine? Like, put your mouth on it?
100%. Absolutely. Yes, everybody does that.
I don't think everybody does that, but everybody thinks about doing it, right?
I mean, I absolutely want to do it. It's the same thing with the whipped cream, right? Everybody wants to just put it directly onto their mouth and just do it.
I want you to think about that next time you go get an ice cream and you're looking at the 15-year-old working behind the counter. Oh, those good memories. Your first summer job. What was it? 1-800-330-9999. I worked in a pool bar at a country club that I could never be able to afford, even to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were close. You just, you know, you didn't quite get there. You were in the pool bar.
Maybe in 30 years.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to belong to any club that would have me anyway, so there's that.
Yeah, no, that's right. Take a moral stance on it. Take a moral stance. That's right.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. It says, I was a paper boy. Is that even a job anymore? I mean, who delivers papers? Does anybody get papers delivered?
It can't be. I mean, it can't possibly be, right? I did have a buddy who would do that, though, and he did it. You could do that when you were 9 years old.
I mean, you could do that when you were young, but then also you can make good money doing that when you had a car and you could drive around doing it.
Oh gosh, really?
Yeah, because the people would drive around and they would just get out and deliver. Obviously, deliver newspapers.
I mean, is that cool? Is that cool to like have a job, but you're still the paper boy? Is that like the adult who takes the karate classes with the kids? At that point, it's like
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. First of all, a hustle is a hustle, and it's the same thing as Uber Eats, same thing as DoorDash.
Yeah, that's true. Although you can't throw the DoorDash out your side window at the house. That would get you fired.
That's true. Jamie, your first summer job.
I babysat three little bratty kids.
I like that you call them bratty. I think a lot of people, babysitting is their first job. John, did you ever do babysitting?
I never did babysitting. I worked in an elementary school for 8 years, but I was already like an adult. I was like 24, 25 when I got that job.
When I was a babysitter when I was young, I was a terrible babysitter. it's funny because I always say, the only children I should watch are my own.
Right.
Because I kind of always like let the other kids do whatever they want. I never felt comfortable disciplining other people's children. So I kind of was just like, all right, do what you want.
You just say yes and you survive the evening and that's it. If you survive and the child survives and you get paid, that's it. That's the criteria.
Right, which explains why I was not a babysitter for very long. Kathy, first summer job.
My first summer job was actually working at a prom dress store in the mall. So I like was, you know, helping these, women with their kids coming in for, you know, dresses or sometimes like moms, like, you know, getting dressed up to go out for the club. And my job had this thing where you had to like accessorize.
Imagine being 16 years old and trying to convince somebody's mom that they need a tiara with the dress that they just bought for a wedding they have to go to on Friday.
I never understood why I had to get the cummerbund when I had to get cummerbund. Like, I don't even know how to say the word. I don't really get what it is.
Well, it's spelled cummerbund, but I think the D is silent. It's just a cummerbund.
Oh, gosh, I was worried about the first B in there. You're telling me there's another D now? This is too much.
I never understood why guys wore cummerbunds either. Like, what is the point of that except for hiding the pooch? It's kind of like a Spanx for men, like a disguise of the belly area situation.
Cummerbund.
Brian, your first summer job?
My first summer job was working at the batting cages. And it was great because it was a total cash system, and people would give us $2 for a token, and then you could just say at the end of the day that only 3 people showed up, 100 people showed up and bought tokens. There was no oversight, so it was a lucrative first summer job.
So you were embezzling, you were stealing is what you were doing.
Listen, we don't judge around here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.